Hi there, and welcome to Voyage here on Wednesday, November the 29th. Mercy. The month is almost gone. People are now fighting to get the snarls out of all their Christmas lights and trying to figure out what on earth happened while they were stored all year. That sort of stuff is happening. And it doesn't seem exactly like winter in terms of the fact that there's very little snow out there, which is sort of almost unusual for this time of year. But it's still a great city and a great place to live, and it's a great opportunity for you for the next 3 hours to hear some of the best in the world of jazz, and I hope to be able to fulfill that promise to you. The playlist today is the same sort of thing that happens every week, and I will. Did I mention my name is Keith Black? I don't want to make a big thing about that, but that's who you're listening to. I'm going to go through the playlist briefly, and then I'll go back and do it in more detail for each of the artists. I'm starting with an album by Trio San, a Japanese group led by the great Satoko Fuji. I'll talk about that in a while. Then Strings with Josh Zubat from Vancouver, and a very interesting strings album there. Following that, bass trombonist Jennifer Wharton from her very neat album. And I'll again talk about that a little bit later, too. Then saxophonist Andrew Rathman from the GTA. My historical segment today, I just pulled out an old favorite. I was listening to one of the tracks sort of peripherally a couple of days ago, and I thought, okay, this is one of my favorites, so I guess I'm indulging myself a little, but this is Miles Davis, Someday My Prince Will Come, and again, I'll talk a bit about that when I get down there. Then a terrific duet album with saxophonist Philippe Côté and François Bourassa, and some very fine playing there. Then James Brandon Lewis and the Red Lily Quartet with another sample from his phenomenal new album for Mahalia with Love. Obviously, tribute album to Mahalia. Jackson, the greatest gospel singer. And I'll end the program with some David Binney, alto player, from his interesting new album called Action. And that'll take us through the whole 3 hours. And I hope that you can stay tuned. There'll be some good stuff. Moving back to the top of the list now, Trio San is a new trio, and this is their debut CD. It's called Hibiki, H-I-B-I-K-I, and it is led by pianist composer Satoko Fuji, along with mallet virtuoso. I think it's the vibes and everything else. Taiko Saito and master drummer Yuko Oshima, and it's a very fine album. I mentioned in my review in the Free Press that this is avant-garde, but it's much more accessible than you think it's going to be. And even though there's moments when it is very different, very out there, things like the drumming, for example, there are drum solos, and the drum solos sound familiar, not specifically note by note or sound by sound, but they're drum solos that you're quite comfortable with hearing in a lot of earlier jazz stuff as well. This is a really fine trio, and you've heard me, if you listen regularly rave about the apparently endless creativity of pianist, composer, leader Satoko Fuji. She's just a phenomenon, and no question. And this trio, I hope that they do some more work and release more albums. But to start the program today, I'm going to give you two tracks from Hibiki by Trio San. The first one is called Yozakura, and then Ichiko. Here is Trio San. That's one of those live albums with a very well-behaved audience. You don't know it's live until it gets to the end and there's applause. They really behave themselves very well. I always wonder if they make an announcement or say, don't make any noise, we're recording this, or sometimes you want the applause and the acknowledgement at the end of solos and stuff like that. But anyhow, there is a couple of tracks from a great new album by a new trio called Trio San. The album is called Hibiki, and the leader of the trio, I think it's safe to say that that's the case, is Sudoku Fuji, who sort of is a leader of at just about any level of jazz that you care to name, from solo albums through to large ensembles. She can do it all, and her compositions are always interesting. Trio San. Very excellent start to our program today. It's now 10:22 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. We also stream live at CKUW.ca and archive our programs there as well. You can follow the link to the program of your choice and have choices to then podcast or download all or parts of previous shows to find out what's been happening while you weren't able to get there, right? Anyhow, you're there now listening to me, whether it's today, next week, whenever, or wherever for that matter. So let's move along. Staying in Canada now with an interesting album. The Vancouver jazz scene has a very wide range, and some fantastic experimental stuff comes out of the West Coast. Jesse Zubod is a name that's quite well known for his violin work over the years. Now Josh, his son, I think, is taking his place along with Jesse, and Josh Zubod is the leader here. Josh Zubod Strings is the album name. On Drip Audio, if you see Drip Audio as the label for coming out of the West Coast, you know you're going to get some adventurous and some very exciting stuff, and this is no exception. The personnel here are Josh and Jesse Zubats on violin, James Mager on upright bass, Meredith Bates also on violin, and Peggy Lee on cello. This is very interesting music, and I enjoy it immensely. As I say, it's on a label you can count on to challenge you and to entertain you at the same time. From Josh Zubat Strings, this is called Auger 44. Thank you. Mess of strings there, led by Josh Zubot on violin, along with Jesse Zubot and a couple other folks, and Peggy Lee on cello. Very active music there. I got to tell you, sitting here in the studio, the needles bounced, the levels on that track are just all over the place. The needles were bouncing around, and I was having to try and make sure that I wasn't either deafening you or leaving you wondering what was happening. They're very cool. The levels, as I say, they were just all over the map on that track. Josh Zubot's Strings, the album from the West Coast, and some very neat playing there. It's when you get used to the fact that you're hearing just strings and you concentrate on one of the other sounds at a time, you find you get a lot more out of the piece, and they really do some very neat stuff. It's just that they're all string instruments, and it takes a while to get used to the fact that there isn't the variety that you get when you add a trumpet or a saxophone or a vibraphone or something. But it works very well. Josh Zubot. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, jazz until 1 o'clock now, between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And I will continue now with another very interesting album by bass trombonist and composer Jennifer Wharton. It's not too often. I mean, The bass trombone has a lot of the same sort of pitch as the regular trombone, but it's got a deeper end, if you will. She is a very good composer and bass trombonist. Her group is called Bonegasm. Don't want to get too far into that one. Anyhow, this album is called Grit and Grace. And the background of that is that in 2019, Forbes magazine decreed that the two characteristics women need most to thrive in the business world are grit and grace. And so Jennifer Wharton has used that expression for the title of her album here. And there's a lot, you heard a lot of strings on that last one. You've got a lot of brass here. Wharton is on bass trombone, and there's trombonists, you know, plural there, John Fedchuk, Nate Mayland, and Alan Ferber, all three. Pianist Michael Eckroth, bassist Evan Gregor, drummer Don Peretz, and on half of the tracks, at least Samuel Torres on percussion. So good stuff. It's really a lot of trombones, a lot of brass. It sounds very neat indeed. Going to play two or three tracks, at least one of which is quite brief. But here is from Jennifer Wharton from Grit and Grace. This first track is called Mama's All Right.
We'll be right back.
whole mess of trombones there, led by Jennifer Wharton on bass trombone from the album called Grit and Grace. That last track was called, let me see, Uncertainty. So, there you go, Uncertainty. Before that, Norhala, and to start the set, Mama's All Right. Jennifer Wharton there with some really neat playing and, as I say, a lot of trombones. Very tight arrangements there. It's a very interesting album. And moving to the GTA now, saxophonist Andrew Rathbun is from Toronto originally. He's respected, plays saxophone, and is a respected educator at Western Michigan University as well. And he has a new album out that is called The Speed of Time, which explores the thing we've all felt and a very obvious thing in being human. Sometimes this,